Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro highlighted his administration's successes and outlined his spending priorities for the coming year in his budget address in Harrisburg today. Shapiro supports the legalization of recreational marijuana, in part, he says, because the Commonwealth is missing out on revenue that's going to other states.
We're losing out on an industry that over the first 5 years will bring in $1.3 billion in revenue to our Commonwealth. And so I ask you to come together and send to my desk a bill that legalizes adult use cannabis, expunges the records of people who have been convicted for nonviolent possession of small amounts of marijuana.
Shapiro is also urging lawmakers to speed up cuts to the corporate net income tax, something he says would make the state more competitive. Families and business owners near the site of Friday's plane crash in northeast Philadelphia are adjusting to a new normal. Here's Violet Comer-Weiland of WHYY's Billy Penn.
Police lined the streets surrounding the crash on Monday afternoon, still requiring identification for residents to walk to their homes in certain areas. Muhammad Bohisha lives in the area. He says he was with his family at his home on St. Vincent Street when he heard the sound of the crash.
I heard it like it was like a big bomb. I never thought like it was like a airplane is gonna crash or something like that, you know.
He says he has also noticed traffic has been worse in the surrounding area, especially for school drop-off for his children. Roxalana Pearlstein is a cashier at R&R Produce. She says regular customers have expressed relief and gratitude that her coworkers and her business are still standing.
They're glad we're here. I've had people that haven't been here in a few years call just to see if we're okay, which was nice to know.
Pearlstein says she has seen less customers over the last few days. She explains many other businesses on Cottman Avenue are closed, which has led to some confusion. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
In sports, Sixers and Flyers are in play tonight. This is WHYY.